Our guest on this evening's halftime program is William V. Johnson, Director of Bands at Cal Poly. Welcome to our program, Bill.
Thank you very much, Don.
Bill, I think that one of the things that impresses most Mustang football fans are the Saturday night spectaculars that the band puts on at the home games throughout the year. I wonder if you could tell us how these happen. Where do you start on preparing one of these programs?
Well, the main thing, Don, is that we start early. We start in the early months of the year in January, and we start formulating our ideas about our formations and selecting our music so that it would be current with the popular trend in music of the time that we're going to play. And this is a little bit difficult to do because some tunes become popular much later, as you can probably guess.
Well, since we have our music selected, then what's the next thing that happens?
Well, the next thing that happens will be to formulate some real interesting ideas to perform on the field, original ideas, not the things that you're going to see next day on professional football. And the way we do this, we form a committee of students that that meet with me, and we just try to come up with the ideas that we think have never been performed before or never used before in football. Well, obviously this is almost impossible to do, but to our knowledge, we've never seen them.
Well, I suppose that perhaps you use planning boards with little dots on them.
Yes, we chart every for every member of the band. There is a circle on a chart with imaginary lines plus given lines on the football field. We actually lay out the football field in just hundreds and hundreds of 90-inch squares, and we use pacing poles to go around, and every person, when he's in a formation, has a specific location. It can't vary 1/2 inch. It has to be exactly right. And this is done on paper, and of course is duplicated and passed out to every member of the band.
Now, Bill, is this all done, say, in the spring or during the summer?
No, this, Don, unfortunately, this can't be done until after the first rehearsal, because we have to know exactly the number of people in the band and who those people are and have that formation. Now, you can make rough sketches ahead of time, which we do, but you can't really put it into use until after the first rehearsal.
Bill, I think you told me a little bit ago that you figure it takes 1 hour of rehearsal for each minute of your program. This would probably mean you spend maybe 15 hours a week in preparation.
Well, actually, Don, we should spend 15 hours a week in preparation, but as you know, we don't have music majors at Cal Poly, and of course they cannot afford to spend that much time in band. So if you ever attend some of our rehearsals, you see we try to put 2 hours worth of rehearsal into 1 hour, perhaps, or four into 2 hours. We have to really concentrate.
Well, now, Bill, I know that next weekend's band night program is going to be a little bit out of the ordinary as far as rehearsal and preparation is concerned, but your Mustang marching band, how much time are they going to be putting in on next weekend's program?
Well, of course, Don, ever since classes began, we've been in rehearsal. In fact, we had two rehearsals before classes began last week. Also on the Saturday of the band day, or the band night, all these high schools will come here to Cal Poly, and we'll have an entire day of rehearsal going over the show and over the music hundreds of times, so that when we perform it, it's at our potential, our very, very best.
Bill, one of the things that you've mentioned to me that I think our listeners might be interested in is this new sound, this bright sound that came to Cal Poly when Bill Johnson came. Tell us about how that came about.
Well, I was very fortunate when I was at the University of Michigan to acquire a very close friend who arranges for the Michigan Marching Band. He is a student arranger. He's actually 20 years old, and he's considered one of the finest arrangers for marching band in this country right now. And he arranges all of our music. Now, he takes our strengths and weaknesses and writes for our band. No other band in this country plays those particular arrangements of the popular songs that we play. So this accounts for the sound and also the dedication and the practice of the students. They spend a lot of time in practice rooms and a lot of concentration rehearsal to get that music the way it sounds, very polished and real bright.
Bill, I think you told me this young man's name was John Higgins.
John Higgins, right.
I'm sure that his arrangements and your members of your band knowing that they're the only people in the United States that are playing these arrangements must help their morale a little bit.
This gives them an enormous amount of pride. enormous amount of pride.
It certainly must, and I think you and the band are to be complimented on the result of your programs. Bill, we know that your program is growing. I understand that that the band is going to have new uniforms this year, and I think it's going to be larger than in the past.
Yes, we will have 90 performers on the field, and all decked out in $10,000 worth of brand new uniforms. So we're going to be the best looking band in this country.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm sure that we're looking forward to next Saturday night's program. Our guest on this evening's halftime program has been William Johnson, Director of Bands at Cal Poly.